Mindful of Ennis Rafferty gone no forwarding for well over a month by then, Trooper Cole vacated the Buick's vicinity in a hurry. He proceeded without panic, however, taking the video camera from the hutch, screwing it onto its tripod, loading in a fresh tape, checking the time code it was correct, and the battery level all the way in the green. He turned on the overheads before going back out, then placed the tripod in front of one of the windows, hit the record button, and double-checked to make sure the Buick was centered in the viewfinder. It was. He started toward the barracks, then snapped his fingers and went back to the hutch. There was a little bag filled with camera accessories in there. One of them was a brightness filter. Brian attached this to the video camera's lens without bothering to hit the pause button. For one moment, the big dark shapes of his hands blot out the image of the Buick, and when they leave the frame again, the Buick reappears as if in a deep twilight. If there had been anyone there watching him go about his business, one of those visiting John Q's curious about how his tax dollars were spent perhaps, he never would have guessed how fast Trooper Cole's heart was beating. He was afraid as well as excited. But he did okay. When it comes to dealing with the unknown, there's a great deal to be said for a good shot of police training. All in all, he forgot only one thing. He poked his head into Tony's office at about 2:07 and said, "Sarge, I'm pretty sure something's happening with the Buick." Tony looked up from his yellow legal pad where he was scribbling the first draft of a speech he was supposed to give at a law enforcement symposium that fall and said, "What's that in your hand, Bri?" Brian looked down and saw he was holding the gerbil's water reservoir. "Ah, what the hell," he said. "They may not need it anymore anyway."